sex, and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today I have an exciting show. I have an author who has written a book called Spiritual Hottie. And I bet most of you out there think you are spiritual hotties. I certainly think I am. So I thought she was the perfect guest for this show. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Jana Siegel. And she lives in Washington, D.C., and she loves the small southern city, which I think that's so funny that she says that, with the heart and mind of a global metropolis. By day, Jana is a data detective who turns demographic and economic statistics into stories about how our society works. And by night, she writes sizzling stories that turn women into adventurous, sexy divas. That, to me, is really exciting. She is a storyteller, she's a speaker, a performer, an adventurer, and she is definitely a spiritual hottie in the making. And she's also a doctor, but she's not a medical doctor. And if she were an MD, she would prescribe reading one good story a day to keep life's blues away. So, Jana, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm super excited to be with you tonight.
That's great. Well, I'm thrilled to have you. One, because you're a good friend of somebody who has been on my show before. Clint Piatelli told me to get in touch with you, and he has been on my show twice. Mm-hmm. He has also blogged. He's been a guest blogger on my blog. So when he says to me there's somebody you need to meet, I listen. So I'm thrilled that he met you.
Well, thank you.
Good. So you wrote a book, Spiritual Hottie, but we're not going to get totally into that yet. First, I want to talk about the principles by which you live.
Okay.
So you say that your personal motto is to be inspired, lighthearted, and hot. So how do you manifest these in your own life, and how would you suggest that other people find inspiration and lightheartedness and hotness?
Well, let me just tell you a story a bit about myself, how I came to these principles.
Yeah, good.
About 6 years ago, I thought that my life was just going absolutely splendid. I got married. I was moving to live with my husband after a long-distance relationship, and I got pregnant, and everything was just going absolutely wonderfully. And I thought, well, what could possibly go wrong? And really, in a matter of a couple of months, everything went completely south. I lost the baby. I moved from the job that I loved, and I felt very isolated from my friends and family. And then the relationship with my husband started deteriorating because we really didn't know each other that well. That long-distance relationship was a string of honeymoons, but not really a true connection, as it turned out. So I felt in a prison on multiple levels. I felt that I was not good enough as a wife, as a woman, as a friend, as a mother, whether I will ever become someone that people will connect and love again. So all these thoughts were really weighing down.
I can imagine that's a lot to happen in a short period of time.
And it was very, very hard, as anyone who had any of those experiences can relate. Mm-hmm. And then I moved back to Washington, D.C. from Southern California, and I really had a choice, either to stay where I was in that prison of not enough or to break free. And I surrounded myself with people who showed me the way, mostly not by telling me what to do, but by showing me what they are doing. I started taking classes, reading books, and slowly, but surely, I started coming out, really building and taking to heart the advice of people that I met, as well as books that I read. So with time, as a scientist, I started digesting everything that I learned from this, from philosophy, from religion, from personal experience, from observation of other people, just started to digest and figuring out what will be my principles that will, the things that will help me to get out of the state of mind in which I was.
Mm-hmm.
And really these three principles kind of came to me. It's that it's important to be inspired to get up every day to do something, whatever that is. It's either for the family, for work, for yourself, but it's very, very important to be inspired to live your day fully. And then not taking yourself too seriously. You know, I thought that I failed so many times that I lost count. And then I learned that, well, these were not really failures. These were lessons for me to learn. So as I learned to take myself less personally and more lightheartedly, this idea that, well, I can approach everything in life, including my own fears and struggles, with a dose of humor and see and changing the perspective. So that's where the lightheartedness came in. And then the most perhaps difficult aspect was to feel hot and desirable and sexy in my own eyes, because my husband did not see me that way. And once I started thinking about myself through my own lenses rather than through what other people are saying about me, things started changing. And mm-hmm. just that idea that, yeah, I can be hot and sexy and fun and juicy and enjoyable on my own terms really put a big exclamation point into that motto.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable what you did and how you came to it. A lot of people wouldn't have. And so I applaud you for doing it. I applaud you for it's like you took yourself over to become sovereign of your own being. And
right.
instead of being at the effect of your beliefs, your limited beliefs, or at the effect of what your husband thought or what you thought other people thought, and you just said, okay, I'm going to take myself in charge. And I think it's great.
Well, I claimed independence of every other people's thoughts, beliefs, expectations, demands, and decided to write my own constitution and follow my own rules and in the process, hopefully inspire other people.
Well, most certainly you're inspiring me, and so I'm sure you're going to inspire other people. I mean, I'm already inspired most of the time. I live the principles that you came up with. Not because I knew him from you, but because I guess I figured that out.
Right.
But that doesn't matter. I mean, I could be inspired by hearing you talk every second. So obviously you're going to have that effect on other people, ones who really, really need it, who have to hear about it and who feel like nothing happened for them like that.
Well, and that's what it is, Laurie. You know, for me, it was always about finding my own path. To knowledge, to understanding, to feeling that I can say, to feeling good about myself. And then once I felt grounded and felt that, okay, I know who I am. I know what my needs, psychological, emotional, physical are. Then I can connect with other people rather than asking them to provide for my needs. I'm providing mm-hmm. them for myself, and that's mm-hmm. what I liked so much about your book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, is that you are talking about the same principles. I just came to them on my own, and that's so important, to get to that, to the knowledge on your own terms.
Yes, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, and obviously I did the same thing. I mean, I had many teachers along the way, but, you know, every teacher disappointed me in some way. Like, they weren't people I could follow. I just had to get what they had and then move on and make it into my own framework and reframe it so that it would work and suit me. And then I came to all my own conclusions about those things. So exactly. We have a very similar path, you and I, except exactly. I didn't have the husband and the lose the baby and, you know, like that. I didn't do any of that. I didn't do that to start with. So I already was outside of the box because I didn't make my parents happy because I didn't get married and have grandchildren for them. I didn't do any of that. So I was always out of the box. <You know? laughs> So, but that doesn't mean I didn't have my trials and tribulations.
Exactly. And that's what I noticed, that you, when people say, well, you know, compared to troubles abroad, to people starving in other countries, you know, you can't really complain. And that's true to some degree. I agree with that. Yes, everything, we need to put our issue, our problems, challenges in perspective. However, we all have our trials and challenges, and it's just not fair constantly to downplay the importance of those and how they shape our own life, how they shape our connections to others and, right. and to selves. Yes, people struggle all over the world for various reasons, but we have our own challenges and no one else but us can solve them.
Exactly. Well, in many cases, it's politics that keep people starving and keep people suffering. It's politics and religion. In our case, It's some other type of politics and religion.
Exactly.
It's personal politics and personal religion and the oppression of public opinion that has so much to do with how we feel about ourselves. And that can be just as strong and just as disempowering as
exactly.
not having enough to eat. And like that, how can you, suffering is suffering, however you look at it. So
right.
you can have mental anguish and you can have physical anguish. And some of us have one and some of us have the other and some of us have both.
Right, exactly.
So this is great. It's great to hear from you. Now, it sounds like you weren't born in the United States. Are you Russian?
So I was born in Ukraine and
uh-huh.
lived most of my life in the neighboring republic, which was at that time the Soviet Union. It's called Moldova. But about nearly 20 years ago, I came mm-hmm. to the United States and just fell in love with this country. You know, one of my first memories in the United States was that I came to Chicago to study at an MBA program. And as I was walking on a rather hot August day along the Michigan Avenue, I was just amazed that there were so many people smiling at me and at each other. And I was thinking, like, oh my God, these people are smiling. Why are they smiling? Are they, this is great. I can, even though I came from a culture where in which you don't smile to strangers for a variety of political and other reasons.
Yeah.
I felt completely at home on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, smiling back to people, and it was just amazing. So,
thanks for sharing that story. Well, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we are going to talk. I want to get back to asking you about Data Detective. So when we come back, I want to ask you about that, and then we'll get right into what it is to be a spiritual hottie and some of the other things I want to ask you.
Sounds great.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm talking to Jana Siegel today about her story and book called Spiritual Hottie. So stay tuned. We're coming right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to
it
let
amazing.
Go.
That's pretty cool.
In fact, it shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
magic. The whole thing about that she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next Sex Magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona. What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Jana Segal, and she's written a book called Spiritual Hottie, and she says she's a spiritual hottie in the making. And she was talking about how she really resolved her personal challenges, her own personal could have been hell, for all I know, after she was thought her life was perfect. The one thing she said in the last part of the show that I didn't say anything to you about was you said, and I had the thought, what could go wrong? And I caution everybody who's listening to the show to not have the thought, what could go wrong?
Yeah, that was one of the lessons of my own too. Don't ask for what could go wrong. Always focus on what can go right. And on what you really want rather than on what might happen. That things can happen. Yes, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, okay, so good. I'm glad we got back to that because I almost forgot about that. It's like you said it. We passed over so quickly and I went, and there it is. She had the thought and the thought became the reality.
Exactly.
So what we're really talking about here is manifestation and what they talk about in The Secret. like how to attract what we want. How to attract what we want is to attract what we want, not what we don't want. So not to focus on the problems or the issues. So you say that you're a turn economic statistics into stories, demographic. So what does that mean? I mean, are you a sociologist?
I'm a sociologist and a demographer by training. So I work in a think tank in Washington, working with census data to understand the trends in education, in the labor market, in immigration. We're churning a variety of large-scale data sets to make sense out of them and propose policies. So you can see that it's a very, very different field of inquiry, so to speak, from my other part of self.
Right, but it's just, but I can also see how it feeds into each other. I mean, I can see, like, obviously you can find out about trends and then write about them as well. I'm sure
exactly.
Some of what you learn goes into what you're doing. So I too, by the way, my major in undergraduate school was sociology.
Oh,
all right.
Hello, fellow sociologists. Well, that's what sociologists do. You know, they look at everything that happens around them, and well, we hope so at least, and approach that critically, and digest and put things together, and see how theories work in one case and how they don't work in another case, and really try to make sense out of what's going on. But really, for me, where the similarity is between the two types of inquiry for me is that the impact that I'm trying to make on the world, and that's something that really what propels me forward and gives me a sense of purpose in life is just understand who I am and how I can make the world better, whether we're talking about public policy or helping other people to find their path, to tell them that your dreams are collecting dust on the shelf because of fears or low self-esteem or all other factors. There is a way out. And I understand you, I've been in your situation, and if I could find a way out, you can find a way out as well.
Well said. Oh, definitely, I agree to that. Now, you said that you were inspired by some others, you know, like you read books and talked to people. Maybe you went to workshops, I don't know. How did they influence your writing, these people, like in the self-discovery process?
Well, you mentioned something earlier that you had a lot of teachers and some disappointed you. And what I found was that teachers are fellow travelers on the journey of life. They might be more advanced, or you know, walk a bit ahead of us in some levels, in some aspects, and right next to us in others, and kind of behind us in the third kinds. But really what I was doing is reading and observing and attending workshops and trying to learn what works for them. And then I'm trying to apply, do these same principles work for me? One of the most powerful exercises that I've done at one of the workshops was to break a very big fear. And of course, it was different for different people. But what we did, we had to break an arrow that was pointing to the soft part of our body, you know, where the neck connects with the collarbone. Mm-hmm. It was a very soft part. So one part of arrow was pointing to that part, and the other end pushed against our partner's open palm. And we had to name the fear and step forward, and in stepping forward, you would break that fear. So for me, the fear was that, what if I'm not creative enough? And it's been a long, long story. I always struggled with writing in my high school, in my graduate degrees. When I had to write an essay on a given topic, and I could not relate to that topic in one way or another, it was like cutting onions. You cry, and you want someone else to do this job. So I just had to muster all my courage and step forward and break that arrow, and I did it, and it was an amazing feat to an amazing experience. And after that, I thought, well, I want to write a book. I didn't know what that book would be about, or I wanted to express my creativity in one way or another. And then another book came handy. It talked about kind of three overlapping circles, one representing the skills and abilities and that you have, another circle representing your passions and desires and impact that you want to make in the world. And then the third circle was, what does the world need? So the needs of the world. So as I was walking for a good 6 months with these three overlapping circles in my head, one day I had that insight and thought, I would like to write a book that would be a combination of fictional stories, personal accounts, humor, and sex. So, and that's a few years later, that became my book, the Spiritual Hearties Diary, Tantalizing Tales of Steamy Self-Discovery. So all of the, again, the principles that I talked about, inspiration and fun and sex, they were all in this book.
Well, it sounds awesome. I can't wait to get my copy now. I'm just letting you know, because I think it's great how you came to the conclusion and then you did it. And I love the name Spiritual Hottie. I think it's great. I have so many friends who are spiritual hotties. It's good. I think you should make t-shirts out of it. I think you should make buttons out of it and a line of clothing.
Thank you.
I mean, My friend Reed Mahalko makes a shirt that says Sex Geek, and everyone I know has a Sex Geek shirt. So if everybody's got a Sex Geek shirt, certainly they want to have a Spiritual Hottie shirt for a different mood, you know?
Excellent. It is definitely in the works, because I think that we all are, and even if people who don't know that they are, they definitely can be a spiritual hottie, and it's really a combination of excitement and fun and openness and be willing to try something new and connecting, really connecting to yourself and other people.
Yeah, very deep. Very, very good. All right, well, we're going to have another break here. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the aspects in Spiritual Hottie, which some of them you've already defined, but there may be some things I want to ask you about your main character and where you got some of the experiences that you based the book on, those kinds of things, so people have a sense of what the book is about.
Great.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Jana Siegel, and she is really telling us about her path, actually her self-discovery path, and how she moved from suffering and being unhappy to being happy, being self-generated, being sovereign of her person, and making a book out of it. So we all want to know about things like this, because this is a success story that we can build on and be inspired by. So we're coming right back. Stay there.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couple sensuality, into intimacy and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and again, I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Jana Segal, and we've been having a great time talking. We have a lot of things in common. I mean, not only is our past similar, except that I didn't do the initial things she did, I did other things to get to the suffering, to get to the what do I have to do, to get to the inspiration, but she lives in Washington, D.C. You all know I lived there for 25 years, one of my favorite cities in the entire world.
Yay!
And we're both sociologists, and we both know Clint. You know, we're like on a similar trajectory.
So you're not sisters.
Yeah, we are. We're sisters from different mothers. Also, my relatives come from Moscow and other places that were formerly in the USSR at some point or other, so that we have a lot in common. I want to talk to you about your character. You have a character, you have a main character who has tantalizing adventures, and she has self-discovery that's steamy, and her name is Yvonne. And what happens to Yvonne in the book? I mean, are the stories true, and in saying whether they're true or false, does she have good sex? Does she have disappointing sex? What's her sex life like?
So the book is about the woman. So she basically records in her diary the moments when she faces a choice to be a victim or to be a victoress. We follow her life over the course of 10 or 12 years, and there are different challenges that she is experiencing. In the one story, she goes to color her hair, just kind of do a bit of highlights before she goes on the trip, and that job goes completely in the wrong direction, and she walks out with the dark, deep red hairdo, which she cannot relate, and I'm sure that some of us who've gone to a hairstylist and went out completely dissatisfied. Know the feeling. It's hard to deal with. You're looking into a mirror and you see a wrong person. It's just that strong. So, you know, in this story, she does go to the Azores, and where she finds her peace is not in so much in the arms of the man or by someone complimenting her, but rather taking a tour in which she swam with dolphins in the open ocean. Mm. And so then once she found her inner beauty and said, you know what, it doesn't matter what kind of hair I have, I am who I am, I am beautiful, then the man comes in. So that would be one type of story, kind of dealing with, a bad hair day. Another story would be when she is dumped by her boyfriend, who says that her breast is not big enough to his taste. So overcoming the issues with how your body looks like and dissatisfaction that we as women in particular, but men too, perhaps to less a degree, but women often feel that my hips are too big, my breast is too small, I have an extra chin, I have I'm too thin, I'm too fat, whatever that body issue is very real and really causes a lot of anguish and we are so hard on ourselves. And that's what Yvonne is facing too, this big challenge, okay? I don't like my body because a man left me for that reason. So again, she has to find a way by reading books, by talking to other people who help her change her perspective. And then when she starts loving herself and the way she is, another guy comes in who loves her for who she is, because he loves her spirit, he loves her, she looks like, and she's fun and lighthearted. And that's really the idea of the book, is that there is a challenge through a fictional story. It's going to walk people through a solution path. Here's what you can do in this case. Here's what you can do in this case. And then in the end, there is a celebration of your discovery, self-discovery. So again, the purpose as a scientist, the purpose and an educator, my purpose was make the story not only entertaining, but also educational and inspirational. I wanted to write the book that is kind of a sexy self-help book.
Mm-hmm. I got it. And it's also somewhat autobiographical, because it sounds like these are issues that were close to your heart. She's doing the things that you said that you did. So it's very congruent, you know, with who you are and who people can be, really, in the advice that you're giving. So I love the whole idea of it. It's great.
Thank
really,
you.
Really, great. Yeah.
It was fun to write it, and it was fun to see the reaction that people had. And I really wanted to create a new genre where the fiction meshes with self-help and personal storytelling and erotica. Because I think that spirituality and sexuality absolutely have to go hand in hand to make the biggest impact on us.
Yeah, thank you. It's so true. So true. We're just about out of time, and so I want to let people know how to get the book.
All right, so the book is available both as a Kindle and a paperback on Amazon. So if you go on Amazon and type Spiritual Hottie's Diary, Tantalizing Tales of Steamy Self-Discovery, you'll find it easily. But you can also connect with me on my blog at spiritualhottie.com, or Facebook, or Twitter, or Instagram. I'll be happy to learn more about you and what makes your heart beat faster these days, and what are the issues that you are facing.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Jana. What a joy it is to talk to you, really.
Thank you.
Yes. Everybody, please stay tuned now. We're coming right back. I'm going to be talking to another guest who makes perfumes that have pheromones in them. And we're going to talk about what it is to have a leg up with having perfumes that have pheromones. It's really interesting to me. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back. We're taking a short break. For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table.
And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com. Well, we're back, everybody, and we just had a wonderful show with Jana Segal talking about Spiritual Hottie, her book, Spiritual Hottie Diary, and her journey. And now I'm here with Jackie Chiwaki, and Jackie is the director of marketing and sales for a wonderful company called eyeoflove.com. And I met Jackie recently at the Sexual Health Expo, and the thing that stood out for me, aside from the fact that I really connected with her instantly, was she was working there with her father, who I also really connected with instantly. A father and daughter team, I love that. It's very exciting for me when two people have created a company together and their relatives, and the father and daughter duo is near and dear to my heart. So, Jackie, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Great. Well, let's talk to people about what caught my eye at Eye of Love, which is perfumes and personal scents and things also that, like candles and massage butter, etc., that have pheromones in them. So to me, it was unique. I'm sure there are some other companies doing it, but you two are the first people I met doing it, and I just picked your brain and picked your brain, and that's what I'm going to do now.
Great.
So how did you two come up with the idea to make perfumes with pheromones, and what do they do? What are pheromones? What should people that are listening know?
Basically, previously, the marketing behind pheromones has been purely sexual, that you're going to spray it and everyone's going to come run and attack you. And we wish that's the way that it worked, but unfortunately, that's not the way it works. So it's kind of like an enhanced friendly feeling or a trusting environment. So you don't know why you feel more comfortable being around certain people than others. That's kind of the pheromone effect. So for example, most of the people buying our products, they're salespeople, they're dancers, waitresses who swear that their sales have gone up, their tips have gone up, and that's just because people feel good being around them. And so what we've done is we've really tapped into that, and we really market everyday use. So we've created a line of perfumes with high-quality pheromones. So people are using this as their daily perfume, and they're getting the added advantage of the pheromones. So it's kind of like a two-in-one product.
So let me get it straight. So pheromones, I know that everyone gives off pheromones, and pheromones have a lot to do with attraction.
Right.
So if someone is not attracted to my pheromone or my scent, then they're not as attracted to me as they are to somebody else, and vice versa. If I'm not, like, I once broke up with someone I know because of his smell.
Uh-huh.
I loved the guy, but I just didn't like the way he smelled. So his pheromones were not encoded biologically for my gene pool selection.
So now you're putting pheromones into perfumes, and so you're increasing people's ability to attract.
Exactly. So what we say is, if there is an attraction already, it'll kind of break down the walls and allow you to take that relationship further. If there's no attraction at all, you're not immediately going to be attracted to someone, but like I said before, you might just kind of feel good being around them, and you don't know why.
So the important thing here is that you're not repulsed.
Right, exactly. It's just going to kind of give you an added edge, but it's not going to make people attack you.
Okay, got it. So I can imagine, I mean, maybe they've done that in the movies already. I don't know. I'm trying to, there's a little scene coming into my brain that there was something done about pheromones. But I think it's brilliant. Tell us about the different scents. Like, I know you have a scent for males to be attracted to females, and you have a scent for females to be attracted to males. You've also played with scents for people who are into same gender, attracted to same gender people. So tell me a little bit about those things.
Okay, so the perfume and the pheromone work on two entirely different levels. So we have two different pheromones that we use, completely different pheromones for male and for female. And then what we've done is we've just played with different fragrances. So, for example, we have four fragrances for female to wear to attract male. So those, we have something floral, something sweet, something spicy. So really something for everyone. And then we go over to the male side and we have Confidence, which is our daytime fragrance for men. It's a little spicy and musky. And then we have our evening fragrance for men, which is a little more citrusy and has some saddlewood in there. So first you want to kind of decide which pheromone you want to wear, if you want to attract men or women. And then from there, you just pick which fragrance you like, because the pheromone is going to be the exact same in all four female products for the perfume. It's just the fragrance that changes.
I see. Okay. And then if I was a female trying to attract another female, I'd have to decide which scent I like better, but I would wear the male pheromones.
Exactly,
yeah?
Exactly. So we also have same gender products, and what we did for that is we actually flipped the pheromone. So you have your male pheromone with your female fragrance to attract a female, and vice versa. So we really have every option. We have the female pheromone, male fragrance, female pheromone. We have every option for you to choose from. And most of the people that are buying our same gender products are actually selling to the same gender clientele. So we have someone in San Diego who owns a clothing boutique, and she wears the female-to-female fragrance because she's selling to females all day, and she's found that that's boosted her sales.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, I see. Okay, so it's kind of, yeah, so it's a little bit like genetic engineering, but it's very, very scientific. I could see that. And I really enjoyed the smells. You know, I enjoyed being around the two of you. You were probably wearing the smells. I didn't realize that.
Yes, we wear a lot of them, especially at the trade show.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then you have these other products. So you have candles, and do you have massage lotions? What else do you have with these pheromones in them?
Okay, so first, like I was telling you before, we have the high concentrated pheromone perfumes. Then we go into a body and ambiance spray. So that's just the same exact fragrances, but just a lighter formula if you want to kind of spray the air and walk through it, spray the sheets, spray the rose petals that we have, so you're not using your concentrated pheromones. Then we also have massage candles, and the difference with our massage candles is that we use a shea butter base instead of soy and natural ingredients, plus the pheromones. So you're getting your pheromone, your fragrance, whichever fragrance you connect to, and your pheromone all in one.
Very good. Well, I have to tell you that I was really impressed, and I don't like scents, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm somebody who, someone was taking me out for the first time, I would say, please do not wear any colognes or aftershave. I hate them. And I want to be able to smell the person's real scent, because I want to know if there's an attraction based on genetics or not.
Right.
And I found it easy to be around you. I found it easy to be around your father. And my sister is now wearing your scent every day. And great. I find it easy to be around her. There's no part of it that I'm repulsed by. So I think that's a great testament for people who, because in my workshops, for example, I tell people not to wear colognes and things because so many people have allergies to them, and I guess I must. And I didn't find that reaction at all to your product. I think it's really exciting.
And we loved being around you too, by the way. we found a lot of people have told us that people are allergic to a lot of fragrances. They haven't had a problem with ours. And the reason why we've done so well is because we did come up with such different fragrances that if you have someone who wants that sugary, yummy, sweet fragrance, we have that. Or if they want a more citrusy, spicy fragrance, we have that as well. So we're trying to help everyone get that added advantage.
That's great, Jackie. Well, it's brilliant. And thank you so much for coming on to explain that. Now, let's tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Of course. So you can visit our website. It's www.ilikeyoureyeoflove.com. And you can also follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. It's just Eye of Love, all one word, or Facebook, Eye of Love Collection. And also Twitter, too, while you're at it. And it's just Eye of Love_.
All right, that's great. And if you go there to Eye of Love and you check out their fragrances and you decide to purchase something and you use code Butterfly, you will get some kind of a discount. Maybe
you'll get 10% off.
Okay, that's great. So you can do that because you heard about it on Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers of Butterfly Workshops. So that's where the butterfly comes from. So it's great. So Jackie, thank you so much. Send my regards to your dad, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. And everybody, tune in next time when I will be having the Five Goddesses from New York panel. That should be a rip-roaring exchange. So tune in to Sex and Happiness next time. This is Laurie Handlers signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make me feel like I'm being-